You've hit the right button.
The train that keeps on trucking.
And trucking.
Trucking and puffing.
There's a puffin in there.
My name is Sarah Stillwinter.
No, it's not. Me, tell me your real name.
In first class is Mr. Adrian Lane.
Hello there, up in first class, another bottle of bubbly.
And the cabin boy, Mr. Greg Baxter.
Hello.
My name's Greg. I've just noticed the picture in this room where we're recording. There's a leopard on your wall, Adrian.
Oh, yes.
A family acquaintance, or is it just a friend?
That was my first pet.
Your first pet was a leopard?
Yes. Well, in Australia we have unique animals. I had a leopard.
All right, what was
its
name?
11 years old. Leo.
Leo.
Leo the leopard.
Leopard.
Of course.
And where's Leo now?
Oh, he died.
Buried in the backyard.
Oh, no.
Oh, good compost.
But apart from Leo, does anyone else have any pets?
My housemates have a little dog.
Oh, hello.
Elmo. All right. He's very cute.
Oh, that's nice.
And quite disobedient. He is a Bedlington Terrier Whippet mix.
Ooh.
Scruffy little boy.
Love
very
it.
Very nice.
Yeah. I like it.
And you, Greg?
No, I've never had any pets. I had two goldfish when I was... Because I kept on at my parents about wanting a pet. So we can have some goldfish. But they died because I just didn't bother looking after them. Because they didn't do anything. And, they were called Joey and Chandler because it was the 90s. Aww. And Friends. What about you, Adrian?
I had
a leopard.
I had a leopard.
Called Leo.
Leo the leopard. I had two birds and a dog growing up.
And one stone. Well, I think we should just get on with today's blurb.
Come on, then. Just do it.
The year is 1815. One October night in the small town of Herons Creek, Georgia, Yip Tolroy is born. As his mother still lies in the blood-slicked sheets, and Yip takes his first gulps of air, his father disappears without a trace. By the time Yip reaches his 15th year, he has not spoken a word. He is mute, friendless, and outcast. But his life is about to change irrevocably. Gold is discovered nearby, and Yip commits to a grievous crime that leaves him with no choice but to flee. In the company of a new and unlikely comrade, Dud Carter, Yip must take to the road, embarking on a journey that will thrust him unwittingly into a world of menace and violence, of lust and revenge.
Oh, whoa. My God, that sounds exciting.
Yep. Yip and Dud.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy with those names.
Yeah, they're old school American names, aren't they?
Are they really?
Yeah, man. Like, well, you get old school. Like, no one's called Isaiah anymore. Like, these aren't biblical names, but like these people used to be called more biblical old names, or people.
But is
called...
Yip a biblical name?
No, but like it's an old fashioned sort of like people were just called weird crap back in the day.
Weird crap.
Weird crap. W.C. McGovern. What does W.C. stand for?
Hello, weird crap.
Weird crap McGovern.
Yeah.
So, he's born in 1815 in Georgia, in the southern states of the United States of America.
Yeah.
His mum doesn't sound like she's very well after giving birth to him.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of blood.
There is a lot of blood.
Birthing.
You know, it's very birthing, if you've heard in the older episodes.
We know the terms.
Then the next part of the story, it's 15 years later, and gold is discovered near the town. And then something happens with Yip, and he has to flee.
And then he meets Dud.
Dud Cutter. Also, we've skimmed over the fact that Yip doesn't speak. So this would be interesting for a radio podcast.
Who knows?
It might be a fun challenge. You might have to just describe what Yip is doing all the time.
All right. Well, let's strap in for this one then.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's just do it. It's 1815 in Herons Creek, Georgia. The night is cool and wet. Doddy Tolroy is lying in bed giving birth to one hell of a big baby. Next to her is her husband, Boo Tolroy.
Boo and Doddy.
Boo and Doddy Tolroy.
How are you, sweetheart?
There's a lot of blood. If I'm going to be honest with you, you're not going to make it. It's 1815. Nine times out of ten, people die when giving birth.
Yeah, the doctor tried to give me some leeches or something, but I don't think they're working.
No, I don't think... Doc, is that a drilly gun in your head?
It is, yes. A hand-twisting drill, yeah. Let me get into that.
No, stop it. I don't think that's right. Don't drill into her head.
Get this baby out of me now.
I think there's only one thing we can do to get this baby out of her really quick.
Drill?
No.
Oh.
We gotta squeeze it out of her.
Good idea. Everybody stand on top and push. Push.
The next 5 minutes, everyone in the Tolroy family, including the doctor, stood on Danny Tolroy. They pushed and pushed. They squeezed and squeezed until finally out popped a little kid.
Yep, the silent mute.
It's a boy.
Why is he not screaming?
I don't know. I don't like the look of this. Anyway, I forgot to tell you, I'm in a huge amount of gambling debt and I'm an opium addict, so I'm gonna leave you now.
Wait.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Raise the boy. If you don't die, raise the boy in, you know, the good southern way. Take care of everyone in the household. I'm off. I'll see you later. Goodbye now. See y'all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doctor.
Yes?
I'm going into the light.
Oh, God.
She's gone.
Well,
because you're the doctor here, looks like the baby's going to be raised by you, Doc.
I've already had 6 children of my own. Well, there's no contraception around this. I know,
but goddamn it, 6.
I've only had, yes.
What are you going to call the boy?
To me, he looks like a yip.
Goddamn right he does. Ooh, yippee.
15 years go by. Yip has a comfortable life with his dad, Dr. Barstow. Yeah. He's a quiet boy, doesn't speak, has no friends, and looks like a giant. But one day, a man comes knocking on Dr. Barstow's door.
Hello.
Hi there.
How can I help you?
My name is Dud.
Hello, Dud. Welcome. Do you want to come in?
Yeah, man, it's like tuchus.
Oh.
I got a pain in my backside and it won't shift.
I can fix that in a moment. I've got a hand drill. Come on in.
Whoa, you don't want to know those drilling doctors, are you?
Of course.
No, just give me some medicine or some ointment to rub on my tuchus. Who's that boy? He hasn't said anything since I've come in here.
Oh, yep. Yes, look at him. Strapping young lad he is.
He's one of the biggest boys I've ever seen in my life.
Only 15 as
well. His head is butting the chandelier up there.
Yes, yes. He's a giant young man, and there's no other way of putting it.
He's yours?
No, he's not mine at all. Actually, his father ran away on the day of his birth, and I've been looking after him ever since.
As you see, I'm just traveling through here. I'm a man of chants and goddamn dances. That's me, old Dud Cutter. You may have heard of me. I'm a big cheese old back in Tennessee way. Dud Cutter.
The casino king.
Ah, yes, I'm a gambler. I'm also a fighter and a drinker. Womanizer, I'm every goddamn thing you could think of.
Here's the ointment.
Thank you very much. You must be wondering what a kind of guy like me is doing in these goddamn here parts.
I suppose. Is there a fight in town?
There was last Tuesday, but I'm not here for that. The whole reason this town's going to get mighty busier is because, and I'll let you in on a little nugget of information. They found gold up on the Blue Hills.
Gold, you say?
Gold, yeah. One of the old panhandlers came down and said, there's gold up there. Now everyone from Cotton Eye Joe to Damned If I Know is coming down here to Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. There's going to be an influx.
There is. I think your business is going to get a whole lot bigger.
Oh, my goodness. And you have a business of your own up there as well as everything else?
I'm going to be running a gambling school. Oh, I'm looking for an assistant.
Great.
Your big strapping young boy might be of some use to me.
Well, yes, I think he would be. There is just one thing you should know.
What's that?
He doesn't speak.
That's fine by me. All he needs to do is count and look menacing.
Well, he can do that. Look at
Leonard,
him.
Leonard. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were with the patient.
Oh, yes.
My name is Ada. I'm Leonard's wife. Oh. I couldn't help but overhear you were interested in Yip.
And butt cream, yes.
Yeah, I still need the butt cream, Doc. It's getting quite sore.
Well, I mean, we have 6 mouths to feed and Yip Well, he is six mouths to feed because he's a monster.
He's a mighty big old boy.
And I was just thinking if he could be of service to Mr. Buttcream here, then...
It's done. Doug Carter. don't call me Buttcream. I'm a pretty big deal in Tennessee, so...
It's actually patient doctor confidentiality here, honey. You shouldn't be listening in.
Well, I'm sorry, but I would just love to jump at the chance here to get rid of Yip and maybe help you out as well.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to need him at my gambling emporium on the outskirts of town by tomorrow. It's getting hell of a big time town already, and I need to get in quick.
Oh, don't worry, sir. We'll get him ready for you, and we'll pack his little bag. And
I got to ask him one question. Yep. Now, if I had 10 and I took away 5, how much would I have? Just show me by using your hands.
Oh, you see, he's holding up 5 fingers.
Good on him. Very good. Okay, he's fine. He can do basic arithmetic. That's fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yep, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, take care now. Goodbye. Woohoo!
The next day, 6 a.m. Yip is out the front of the tent where he meets Mr. Carter for his first shift.
Okay, boy. This is the big deal. Sorry, the butt cream is just working on my ass. Okay. I want you standing out here looking mean and bruising. Can you do that? Just nod your head if you can. Okay, fantastic. Now, I know you probably ain't got much fun in you. You're only a 15-year-old boy, from what I hear. But you look huge. And there's not enough men to ask in this town, so you're the best thing.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
My name's Kip.
Kip?
I'm Kip. I'm a little Kip, and I'm friends with Yip here. Now, he don't speak, but I do.
Okay.
So if you won't talk to him,
yeah,
you got to talk to me.
Is that true, Yip?
Yes.
Well, he's nodding his head. Yeah, I can tell he's nodding his head. That's fine. Okay, no problem. And we can all here to make money. It's absolutely fine. As long as you don't jip Yip, and you don't take... Kip. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I never Kip, but I am Kip.
That's good. I don't like people kipping on the job, Kip.
Yep.
Now, these people don't need to strip. Okay, Yip? Just walk them right in. You don't need to pat them down or anything like that. Just, you know, let them on in. As long as they don't have any guns with them, we take that at the door. If anyone gives you any struggle, any fight, just call me. I'll back you up 110%, but I'm going to be busy making sure these people spend all their hard-earned gold money in my gambling emporium.
Oh, you don't have to worry, sir. You don't know about Yip, but he's a strong fella. And if anybody causes any trouble, he gonna smash him right on the head.
Sounds good to me. Okay, now I'll be off. I'll see you guys. This is the tent. You stand here. I'm inside. I need to put some cream on my butt.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, sir. You won't go in this tent?
Yes, I do.
What are your intentions?
I'm intending to rule the roost of the roulette wheel.
And how much money you got?
$10,000.
All right, Yip says you can go in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, boys.
Next. Yes?
I'm going to come in.
What's that under your coat?
My gun?
Nah. You can't get that gun in here.
Yeah, but can you not put it in a cloakroom or something like that? Lodge it, give me a ticket, and I'll collect it on the way out?
Yeah, just put it in a cloakroom or something.
What, you got a gun too?
Yeah, we both got guns.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like that's such a good idea here, and Yip, he agrees with me.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna fucking do about it?
Don't you point that thing at me.
Yeah?
Point it at Yip.
I'll point mine at Yip, you point yours at him.
Oh my god. Yip, no. Yip, that's...
He's taking a gun out of my hands and just... Oh, he just slammed on the top of my head.
He's bleeding quite a lot now, Yip.
God. I think...
Leave him alone, you bully.
Oh no, don't take the other guys. Oh no.
He just shot him using my gun. Oh my god. Hey, I'm gonna get...
Oh no, Yip, you just killed 2 people I don't... Thank Mr.
Hey, what the hell's going on? I just heard gunshots. What's happening?
Mr. Carter, I don't...
Holy caboose to loose. What's going on here? You've just killed 2 people.
They were troublemakers, sir.
I know, Bob. I hired you to handle it. It's my mistake for hiring 15-year-olds to handle security at a gambling tent in the Deep South during the Wild West. God damn it. This is bad news. It's a hanging offense.
Yep. See the sheriff coming now.
Holy moly. Right, I'm going to get some of the winnings up. We got to haul ass. It's my fault. You come with me on the back of my horse, okay?
All right, Mr. Carter.
Can you handle that yip?
He sure can.
They get on the back of Doug Carter's horse and ride out of town with the money they earned. It's a long, hard ride. The sheriff is after them. And after a whole day, they find themselves in the woods one evening. We've been riding all day. My ass is on fire! I didn't bring that cream! I just brought the money, goddammit!
Sir, I don't mean to cause any trouble or alarm you in any way, but those two men that we killed...
Yeah? Sound like Australians to me.
They come over for the gold, you see.
Damn right.
And they're working for Mr. Charles Kozlowski.
Charles Kozlowski? How the hell do you know that? You're only a 15-year-old boy.
News travels fast in these here parts.
Well, Kozlowski's a goddamn evil son of a bitch.
And he's got the sheriff in his pocket.
No wonder, because he owns half the steelworks all the way down the east coast of these here United States of America. God damn it. My name's Dud Carter. I've been bobbing and weaving, ducking and diving, rolling and a-tumbling ever since I was a little boy not much older than yourself. I know what's going on, and you can trust me to get you out of it. We're just going to have to leave town and join me on the open road.
I don't see we've got any other choice.
You can't go back, otherwise they'll hang you from your gizzards. And I mean your penises, just in case we're on the same page. I've seen a man do it. I've seen a man hoisted up by his Buster Browns, screaming with agony. And they hoisted him higher and higher. He was just laying there in midair, hanging by his cheese and onions. Until all of a sudden, it snaps off. It's only so much pressure a meat and two veg can take. It's a horrible sight, and I hope you kids don't get to see it yourselves. I was drunk at the time with a young lady of the night, and now I'm planning to head out west. Let's get some sleep.
All right, Yip says he'll take the first watch.
3 days go by. Dud and the boys head west. The police are on the trail. They've got a local tracker on board and getting a lot of pressure from Kozlowski.
I think they went this way.
Okay, guys. Follow on.
The dogs are following on, yes. But why? Let them go. Why are we traveling all this way? Look, they killed two people. Why are we hunting them down so much? This Kozlowski guy, whoever he is, he can go suck my balls.
Shut your foul mouth! Kozlowski is the only person spending money in this goddamn town. Every steel mill, every item of clothing you've ever worn, the ash in your lungs is from his factories.
What are you two doing on my property?
We're hunting people.
Oh, Sheriff, sorry I didn't see that was you.
Yes. You seen two boys and a man covered in blood, most likely.
Well, I seen a grown man with a tiny little boy looked like a midget. And this big old giant with him, but...
That's them.
That is them, yes.
Yeah, well, they were trotting across my land here a couple of days ago.
Couple of days? Christ! Well, we're days behind, which has probably turned into weeks.
Nah, don't worry about it, Sheriff. I saw which way they were going. Now, if you take the pass round old Blue Rock Mountain there, you're going to intersect probably within the next day, I'd say.
Christ.
Let's do it. Yes, let's go.
We need backup. Call it in.
I'll do the smoke signal.
Exactly.
Are you sure you want to call the crusher?
Yes. We need every piece of machinery, man or maid or not, here.
Is Kozlowski cool with this?
He will be when we bring them and string them up by their
two meat and veg.
The two meat and veg.
Yes. Why, what do you say?
No, because the meat's the penis and the two veg are the balls.
Why can't the balls be the meat as well?
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
It makes sense. And the veg is the like a carrot or something.
You okay, man?
I'm under a lot of pressure. The stress.
Here you go, boys. Some iced tea for the road.
Thanks, Mr. Brunson.
Thank you.
Now you hurry off of my land. Scaring the sheep.
Dud, Yip, and Kip wake up the next day after sleeping all night. The campfire's burnt out. The beans and cornbread have been eaten. And it's a fresh new day.
Morning, Mr. Carter.
Morning. Oh, God, my ass.
Something I can do for you?
I don't know. Not as you got some magic cream in your hands, or you know the way to heal a man's tuchus.
I'm only 15, sir.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, Yip says he can rub your butt, and
with his big giant hands.
Yep.
I'm willing to give anything a shot. This ass ache is unreal.
Go on, Yip.
Be gentle with me, Yip. Ooh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You all right, Mr. Carter?
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. Oh, my ass. Look at it. It was all scaly beforehand. Can you see it, boys? Like a baby's goddamn peach.
Miss Ada always said Yip had hands like a magic man.
Wow. Such poetry that came out of her mouth. Well, Yip, looks like we found ourselves something we can make some money on. You've got magic hands. Why didn't you tell me about... Because you can't speak. Gotcha. Okay. Why didn't you, Kip, tell me anything about it?
I thought it was just a myth.
We can make hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars off this. If you can heal my ass, what else could you heal? You are a goddamn miracle.
Hallelujah.
We'll get you to San Francisco, Yip. And we're going to make so much goddamn money. We could live like kings for the rest of our lives.
Mr. Carter!
Oh, my God.
Well, 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 you sons of bitches.
Hello, you sons of bitches. These are my fucking dogs.
Sheriff.
Yes.
Look, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Oh, you do.
It was all Yip.
Kip, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't have no record on...
No, it's not a record, boys. We're stringing you up by your two meat and a veg.
I'm not coming in lightly. Say hello to Charlie Brown and Mac Chesterford, my guns.
No. Dogs. Oh, I don't think you've got a fair chance, Mr. Dud.
Oh my God, who's that behind you? That is the Crusher.
Yes. To take on your overgrown behemoth of a helper. But don't kill him. His parents want him back. The doctor's very important, man.
Yep. You're going to have to take one for the team here.
It's going to be a whole battle royale. There's going to be dogs, guns, two giants fighting each other. Kip, just run around and maybe hit someone in the balls or something. I don't know.
If I can reach him.
If I can reach him, you're going to jump real high for me, okay? On the count of three, we go out all guns blazing. Three,
two, one.
All of a sudden, a battle royale takes place. Dud is firing his six shooters left and right. Dogs barking and tearing, trying to get at people. And then Yip and the Crusher hammering at each other, tearing each other limb from limb. It goes on for a full 5 minutes. Until finally, at the end, all that's standing is Yip. And a pile of bodies. Yip looks around and then sees some movement. It's Kip hiding under one of the dead bodies of the dogs.
Yip, I'm here. I'm over here.
Oh my God, boys.
Mr. Carter, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, apart from my intestines are falling out of my stomach.
And that don't look right.
It don't look right at all. Oh God, boys, this is it. The legend of Dud Carter ends right here. You've been good boys. Fought like goddamn maniacs there, and I'm goddamn proud of you.
Don't worry, Mr. Carter. We'll take care of your business and everything.
Wait a minute. Yep. Can you put your hands on my stomach and make me a better man?
Sure you want to do that? Yep.
Come on. I've not steered you wrong since I walked into town.
All right. He'll do you this one favor. The second favor, actually.
Second favor, you healed my ass. Pretty good. Oh, my God. My intestines are falling back into my stomach. I'm healed. You've healed my wound. Yep. Kip, I was going to rip you off all the money you ever made. But I see the light now. You okay, Kip?
Yeah, I just had an idea.
Yeah?
If he can heal, maybe he can heal his voice.
Try it.
Yep. Just put your hands on your throat.
Yep. Puts his hands around his throat. All of a sudden, a bright white light spews out all over the forest. Dud and Kip hide their eyes. And once the light dies back down again, they turn to look at Yip.
Yip, can you say something?
Well, howdy, boys.
Wow, I was not expecting that voice.
I was expecting a more angelic kind of voice, but that's a voice is a voice.
Oh, my gosh.
You can speak.
I can talk for myself. It feels good. That feels satisfying.
You ripped that giant's head clean off his shoulders when we was doing that battle royale back there.
Sure did. I felt good too. I think the only thing we can do is go to San Francisco. Open up that shop you promised.
I can do that, boys.
What about the sheriff and all these bodies?
Leave them here to rot.
I say bury them. We gotta bury them, boys.
You're right, Yip. You seem to be a modern miracle, so I'm going to do whatever you say. But I would like to piss on them first.
Dud gets his two meat and veg out and takes a leak. They bury the bodies and continue on west to San Francisco. They open up Mr. Carter's Emporium of Dreams, where Yip is the talk of the town. He is healing people left and right. 3 years go by. Mr. Carter's unwell. And he sits Yip down for a final conversation.
What a ride these 3 years have been. Nice. I just want to say, it's been an adventure being with you. And Kip, he's okay. But you're really the one I instantly connected with all those years ago.
I know.
Somebody call me.
No, Kip. Yep.
Yeah, Dud.
Yeah. I knew your pop. He was a gambler, a drug addict, lost all his money and ran away. I saw him and I met him on the roads when I was a younger man. He's dead now. He won't be able to see him anymore. But
oh.
Before he got hung up by his curly wordies, your pop said to me, I got a boy back in Herons Creek, Georgia. He needs looking after him. I need you to do something for him and take him under your wing, and I did. I feel like I'm about to go, but here, he wanted me to give you this when the time was right. It's his ring.
Oh, well, that's mighty nice.
Goodbye, good friend.
How?
Oh, God.
Somebody call me?
Dud's dead.
Oh, my God.
He finally passed. There's nothing I could do that time.
Wait, what did he give you?
Golden ring.
Is that your daddy's golden ring?
My daddy's golden ring.
Look at that inscription, Yip.
Holy smokes.
He left you a treasure map.
Right at the old beanstalk. Left up the anthill. X marks the spot.
Come on, let's go.
And with that, Yip and Kip closed up the shop and left San Francisco behind. With the treasure map ring, they went and searched for the American dream. Who knows where it would take them, but what they did know is that more adventures were on the way.
The end.
Oh,
my lord.
What a nice little buddy comedy.
Yeah.
Slasher comedy.
Slasher comedy. Oh, my.
Aw, Yip and Kip and Dud.
Dud
Carlin, yeah.
Can't believe he spoke in the end.
He could have healed himself all along.
Mm, yeah. Never thought of it. Well, maybe just never wanted to.
Maybe. With a voice like that, why not?
Yeah, glorious. Yeah.
Right, should we give it a title?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hidden.
In.
The.
Hills.
Oh.
Oh, Hidden in the Hills. It's very cool.
I like that.
Yes.
The actual title of the book is... You'll like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Name is Yip.
Oh.
By Paddy Crew.
Paddy Crew.
Thanks, Paddy.
Nice one, Paddy.
just magic hands. Just putting that in there for your next book.
A little tip that might do you some
pop
good.
Pop up in book number two.
Wow. Well, this has been an adventure.
Been a trip.
And thank you both.
Oh, you're very welcome.
For gracing me with your presence.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for listening. You have heard the golden voices of the three blurbers. And
yes.
If you love this stuff, which we do, there's plenty more to listen to. We've done lots of episodes. They're all available online, in the app, on the website, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, subscribe, leave us a review, tell all of your mates, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye.